Help me separate now your interest in the codes and Schumann's music, or did the interest in the music come first, and was it fueled then by your interest in codes? Let's begin with where you began.
Well, I think
in a sense, these things are aspects of one basic similar impulse. And I have some reason for thinking that, because when I was young and interested in cipher and volunteered for the Intelligence Corps, this happened to be, I discovered later, at a time when Churchill had decreed that secondary schools and young persons generally be combed and groomed and, if possible, recruited for this very purpose. And the interviewers had certain questions to ask, and one of them was, can you play chess, as you might imagine? And the second was, do you like crosswords, and are you good at them, and so on? But the third was, do you like music, and can you read a musical score? And it seemed to me then, and it seemed to me ever since, that there are clear correlations between interests in music and interests in cryptology. One point being, for what it's worth, that generations of composers, whether they're interested in cipher or not, have thought of music as a kind of communication, and in particular a secret language which is accessible only to the initiated. It's often thought of like that, exactly. And there are, I think, clear structural resemblances also between music and cipher.